Today on the bonus episode, we're talking more about state-level labor law, but also the rise of unions in the early United States and the original gig economy. We talked a lot about Prop 22 on the main episode, and in this part, our specific lens for exploring these topics will be the influential Hunt v. Commonwealth ruling by the Massachusetts Supreme Court in 1842. One thing we have not emphasized much on the show so far, because it's much less recognizable to us in the 21st century economy, is that there really wasn't a so-called U.S. economy per se during much of the early U.S. history and the first Industrial Revolution. The United States grew out of several original colonies that had decided to form a confederation and then a union, and for a long time these states remained pretty separate economies, separated by vast distances with poor interior transportation and communication. Companies would often end their activity at the state lines. And for much of the pre-Civil War period, we wouldn't really recognize modern currency and banking systems compared to our own systems today. These transformations have a lot to do with the Civil War. The interstate commerce that became such a massive force in the middle of the 19th century and the post-Civil War period took a long time to develop. We talked in 2020 in our five-part series on Standard Oil about how unprepared the government was at the federal and state levels to deal with interstate corporate monopolies like Standard Oil or the growing conglomerations of railroads, simply because they really hadn't seen that kind of thing before. They had to pass much more extensive legislation to deal with the interstate commerce activities by new interstate companies, and these laws, unfortunately, also became the genesis for early and typically hostile federal labor laws focused against emerging interstate organized labor unions. Before that era, in the pre-Civil War period, however, labor law was almost by definition based in state law, because labor organizations were based at the state or local level, since interstate companies were unusual or very limited in scale. There was also a transitional phase, which we're going to be talking a lot about today, between old world guilds of skilled piecework producer shops and the new craft unions of skilled and semi-skilled workers in specific occupations, like factories or railroads, before the later rise of the industrial unions for labor on an industry scale.